Exclusive: Michael Savage backs Trump on San Francisco, junkies shoot up in front of children. By Joshua Kaplan on July 29, 2019. Talk radio legend and New York Times best-selling author Michael Savage is once again sounding the alarm on the deterioration of San Francisco, California. In the wake of President Donald Trump criticizing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, over the conditions in her failing district. On Sunday, President Trump shifted his fierce critiques from Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, over Baltimore to Pelosi, warning San Francisco will soon decline beyond repair unless immediate action is taken. Speaking of failing badly, has anyone seen what is happening to Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco? The president wrote on Twitter Sunday. It is not even recognizable lately. Something must be done before it is too late. In a statement to Breitbart News, Savage, a longtime resident of the Bay Area, joined President Trump in eviscerating California's Democrat leadership by highlighting San Francisco's worsening crime and crumbling infrastructure. Where has all the federal and state highway funding gone? The streets are worse than some African nations. Even the roadway going onto the iconic Golden Gate Bridge is a disgrace. The streets are littered, bumps rule the sidewalks. Junkies shoot up in front of children. People are afraid to go out at night. Assaults by bums are swept under the radar by the non-newspaper. Over 30,000 cars are broken into each year. Police do nothing because the psycho lib judges dismiss those few cases that are prosecuted. Need I mention the well-known epidemic of human feces on the sidewalks? Have you ever eaten dinner and seen a filthy human being drop his pants and crap outside the restaurant as you are attempting to eat? Where are Pelosi, Feinstein and the other oh-so-compassionate rulers? The conservative media star's condemnation of Pelosi comes as Democrats are expressing outrage over President Trump spotlighting the worsening state of long-run Democrat cities. On Saturday, the president blasted Cummings for shouting at Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan during a recent congressional hearing and said Baltimore, the Maryland Democrats' district, has far worse conditions than immigration detention centers at the U.S.-Mexico border. Without skipping a beat, Democrats raced to denounce the president's comments, calling them racist and bigoted. Rep. Cummings is a champion in the Congress and the country for civil rights and economic justice, a beloved leader in Baltimore, and deeply valued colleague, Pelosi replied in a tweet. We all reject racist attacks against him and support his steadfast leadership. President Trump shot back at the criticism, saying his comments directed at Cummings were in no way racist. Here is nothing wrong with bringing out the very obvious fact that Congressman Elijah Cummings has done a very poor job for his district in the city of Baltimore. He tweeted. Just take a look, the facts speak far louder than words. The president then said Democrats were playing the race card in an attempt to discredit his argument. The Democrats always play the race card, when in fact they have done so little for our nation's great African-American people, he stated. The Dems should stop wasting time on the witch hunt hoax and start focusing on our country. Through 2015 to 2018, Baltimore homicides topped 300 each year and are on track to pass such figure in 2019, making it the fifth consecutive year to occur. As President Trump pointed out, the city does indeed suffer from a rodent problem, which was detailed in the documentary film Rat Film, which aired on PBS in 2018. The Baltimore Sun even published an opinion editorial in November 2016, Trump's Right, Declare Baltimore a Disaster and Rebuild It, in which Sean Kennedy, a visiting fellow at the Maryland Public Policy Institute, called for the city to be officially labeled a disaster and undergo extensive rebuilding efforts. Aaron Klein, Breitbart News Jerusalem Bureau Chief and Senior Investigative Reporter, contributed to this report.